Hey everybody, well tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And if you're wondering what date it is, date is November 15, 2014. And Saturday, middle of the month here, it's clearing for people that may have situations going on. I'll do an anger clearing. We'll see what that does for people. Think of the last time that you were angry, and hopefully it wasn't last half an hour, but if it is, that's only I should be better and release the energy. So think of the time that you were angry with something or somebody, even yourself. Clear away that one particular time, okay? Oh, here we go. Think of that one time of anger. Release it. Oh, here we go. I'll count to five, and you can just feel it just away. One, two, three, four, and five. I'll look at it, and you shouldn't feel upset about it, but you're going to see what happened. Sometimes you look at it and you go, wow, this is really ridiculous for me to be angry over this stupid thing. You know, it depends how your buttons get pushed and going through at the time and also what timeline you are living on. Got forced into, abducted into an alien timeline that dealt with anger. All of a sudden you got there and you go, wow, I don't know why I'm upset right now. I was fine half an hour ago and somebody pushed one of your buttons and you flew off the handle. Well, here we go. Let's release that again from you in case this needs to go a little bit more. So one, two, three, four, five. Now I want you to want to go to the person that you got angry with, and I can release that from them too right now for somebody's feelings. So here we go. Anger for that other person. One person. So think of that one person now. Maybe it was your dog or cat, you know, that's possible. So think of it right now. Isn't it? One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So some people will say, gee, Ron, how can you do other people without their permission? Well, the spirit is doing the clearing for them. I always work with the person's spirit, and that clears away the energy. Mind can mock at the bit. I want to have a clearing because it was taught some other spiritual practice or something. But the spirit always takes a healing, always says yes, always work. Mind's the problem. So let's bring up the light beam. So we have three light beams. If you're on the website, the chat box.
Right.
If you're on there, you're going to be able to click on and see three light beams. So here we go. First one we're going to energize is the male light beam. Stronger, 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 and stronger. On gender, well, stronger, 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 and stronger. Last one will be the female. Also stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll put out peace energy. And just sometimes your body might relate one of them more than the other. But the energy is really the same. So here we go. We'll turn it over to Ann to see what's happening here. We'll go to the light shift probably about 20 minutes before the hour's up. So, Ann, are you out there?
I sure am. Hi, Ron. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Yes, so always thrilling to be able to visit the lightship. Shall we take requests, Ron, for rooms tonight?
You can send the rooms in. I'll do maybe half a dozen of them.
Okay, great. Okay, we have quite a few questions and requests for tonight, so I'm very much looking forward to this. If you happen to be a new listener, you're listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron Amatron has a website. It's creationlightship.com. We have an email account, and it's the letters CLS questions at yahoo.com. I have that opened right now, so if you'd like to send something in while we're on the show, I will be able to read that. And, of course, we have our wonderful Fast Chat, which you access from the BBS Radio site. Okay, Ron, so last night on the Friday Night Show, you did an infection body clearing, if you recall, and we have a testimonial about that. Thank you, Ron, for the infection clearing. I have a mouth infection clearly now. I mean, now I have a mouth infection now and strongly felt the energy all around my head, and today I am feeling really well.
Great. That's wonderful.
That is. And, you know, who knows, maybe other people, you know, also felt good and felt some healing from that last night. Okay. And we have a question.
Repeat.
I wonder if we, did you hear that beep? Do we have a caller?
I guess. Yes.
Yep. Hello.
Hello, this is Ed.
Hi, hey, Ed. How are you?
Like you,
good, good. I just thought I'd mention something for the sake of the new people. If you haven't been around Creation Lightship that long, you're maybe still questioning what's the difference between a lot of the New Age stuff and what Rod teaches. Well, there was a perfect example of that just before you came on the air, the show before, and the host was talking about how Metatron was an ascended master. And Metatron apparently came to her, a voice in her head or something, I don't know the particulars, and told her that what he was going to do was he was going to absorb the source energy directly from source. And they used the word source. And that he was going to dole it out to you all during the day. And that was going to create a protective aura around you that goes out 18 miles in every direction, which is our... what they call the sphere of influence. Now, the difference between Creation Lightship healing and that method is that we never go to anything outside ourselves. We don't rely upon guides, angels, ascended masters, aliens, brother this, lord that, you name it, the whole plethora of the Parthenon of gods and goddesses and invisible people that are going to help you. We don't go to any of them for help. The reason for this is we don't need an intercessor. We don't need a priest or a king with divine rights or anything like that in between us and Source. Because Source is not outside of us. Source is within our hearts. So who could actually step in, really, geographically, who could step in between you and your own heart? Nobody can do that. And that's the difference between Creation Lightship teachings and these ascended master type of, I'm going to protect you, dear ones, dear beloved, dear brother, all that stuff that they say to you, where they get to steal part of your power. They give you enough to give you a miracle or a healing or whatever, but they want to be the intercessor. The aliens want to be between you and Source, and they want you to worship them as God. And that's the difference, is we don't worship anything or anybody, because Source doesn't want worship, doesn't care about worship, doesn't judge at all about anything, so it could give a hoot whether or not we worship it, so it's a waste of time. Whenever you hear that sort of thing, let's bow down and salute the ascended this and that master, you know that's a trap, because they want you to put your energy outside of your heart, outside of your body, radiate it out into somewhere where they could scoop it up with their machines or their black magic or even their white magic. None of that is necessary. Even the best of the best aliens are still infected with time if they are in a dimension, and if they can communicate to you, that means they're in time. And as Rod says, the light beings, Creation Lightship, Source, is outside of the artificially created holographic universe of time that we all live in with all these dimensions and all this physicality. So I just thought I'd point that out to kind of make it plain for people. The real difference I figured out was time. If you're in time, you're infected with darkness. If you're outside of time, and the only people that are those that aren't in dimensions, that aren't in time, that's the light beings. That's the universe of true light. And so that's the difference. How'd I do?
You did very good, Ed. Oh,
excellent.
Great.
Good. Yes,
very,
Ed, thank
good.
You.
Good. Okay.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Sure. Bye-bye.
No, Ed, are you still there? Oh, he went. I wanted to ask if he had a request for a sample of a healing. But thank you so much for calling in, Ed. And that was very well said, very eloquent and clear, Ron. And I was wondering if you could just take it to another level or to another place and talk for a moment about God, praying to God or talking to, calling God into you, living with God, having Jesus live in me, that sort of religious, I guess, quasi-religious, whatever it is, talk. Can you just add on a little to what Ed said about that?
Yeah, so basically what I have seen is that all the churches that's out there visiting God, and some people kind of confused or they think I'm picking on Jesus as I use that because that could be considered God too by some Christian churches. Basically, all the different churches are ruled by some alien that probably sits there waiting on top of the church, will say that you can't see, getting to abduct the people as they give energy off through their prayers. So basically, when you do a prayer, we're asking for something outside of yourself, and you don't know what it is, but you think maybe if you're a Christian, you're praying to Jesus or his father or whatever it would be. You don't know what that is. Kind of taught that what you're doing is correct. I don't have any factual proof of where that energy is going. Aliens are at each church waiting to abduct people to take the energy as they're asking for a favor, praying for something. So basically what you want to do is just connect to your own spirit, because that is your source energy. Source energy is who and what you are, and that's what you want to connect with. Outside of yourself, like Ed was saying, is suspicious. You know, what is out there, you know? What's out there? Bible, you know, talks about things that are demonic and evil and stuff like that, demons. And yeah, these are the demons. So you just need to stay with yourself and go inside. Well, we teach the mind to heart drop. 20 seconds, you're in your heart, and you're peaceful. So for the Christian people who may be listening, I'm not knocking Jesus at all. What I'm saying is that it was from source energy. Well, they twisted a lot of the information, but I don't want to get into that because I had to get proof and everything. And the whole thing is going to your heart, and that's where your truth is. Start connecting to the other energies out there that were here maybe for a short amount of time. We'll just use the word the angels, archangels. Most people think that they're still here to help out. Well, you've been here for 10 minutes doing a mission, a body of someone, or they materialized a body, and then they left and went back to source. That's still the trap that people have. But when you do connect to something outside of yourself and give it a name, or they come to you and give you a name, then at that point, you're working outside of yourself and you don't know what it is. That's the whole thing, is to go within. All religious teachings will eventually tell you somewhere, go within. They don't tell you how to get there. Most people use their mind to go within. What we'll do, if you're a newbie, I would like you all to, reason why I'm saying a newbie is because the people that have listened for a long time know that they have to command their spirit out loud to drop into their heart. I'm heart-centered, but the New Age teachings don't tell you that. They just say to go to your heart. All you maybe visualize going down, using mind energy as you start to visualize. Well, I'd like you all to just do your own practice of what you have done in the past. Regular one, like we teach you, very simple, because you have to awaken your spirit. Spirit is just with you. And since we deal with mind energy, it's not going to understand mind energy. So it's basically turned off. Not listening to thoughts. Only listens to you when you command it. how many thoughts you have a day. You have, you know, thousands of thoughts. But it would be kind of bored, I think, just listening all the time, something that is not in its own energy level, because mind energy does not relate to source energy. This is the word mind of God, collective consciousness, universal mind. All that stuff is darkness because it's not in the now. That puts you off on these timelines. Well, do your practice right now, and then we'll do the other one to bring you into your heart, and you can actually feel the difference. Oh, just do that, whatever it takes. If you more than a half a minute to do, then you know that you got the wrong system. As in light is instant. Time, it takes time. Even become instantly in your heart, but I always look by counting so that you can actually feel the energy changing. This exercise, I just choose not to do that. So, start now, and now we'll do it the correct way, we'll say. I don't even know if the word correct is proper, but the way that you need to do it, out of mind energy. So you need to command your spirit out loud to take your thoughts, drop them into your heart. Work in the physical, otherwise you're in the mental realm. Thoughts have no voice. Thoughts are in a whole different dimension, if you want to look at that. It's somewhere else. Beyondo. Connecting to his universal mind in the beyondo, giving you your self-fulfilling prophecies. Validations on what you're doing is correct, because the mind has everything created in it. Give you what you need, focused on what you're doing, and keep you in the trap. Now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. So we're going to command your spirit out loud to drop you into the heart. Well, your thoughts that you have, so you can become peaceful. So dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right now, just try to think something. Have any thoughts? There's no vocabulary for this energy. Thought energy, no words, because it would be judging itself. You'd have some word that would have judgment attached to it. It would put you in duality. Simple words like go, well, that means you're moving. And what's the other word in duality? It'd probably be stop. Up and go. Well, that won't relate to source energy, but if it did relate to it, then it's in duality. The law of cause and effect, going from one extreme to the other. You want to get into the middle, where time has stopped for you. What else should I add, Anne? Sure.
Well, as always, being put more strongly into our heart centers really feels wonderful. I was going to just ask if you could do a clearing of the God energy or God, a sample of that, because I believe that's a clearing on the website to get rid of the God energies for people who've been strongly indoctrinated into a religion or a philosophy.
Yeah, we do have a clearing for that. People want to get out of that because they're tied up with the alien agenda. This is the energy that have connected you to maybe a church or something through the teachings. Have to start somewhere here, and most people are religious and their parents are religious and go to church, and then you find out that this doesn't feel quite right. There's something not right with this here, and there's too many rules. Laws. And of course those alien gods want you to have laws and commandments is, it is sort of maybe nice, as far as morality and stuff, the way they're talking, but rules, source energy, there's no rules, you just peace. Well, here we go, dropping down again to your heart, so you can be a little more heart-centered, then we'll get rid of the God energy. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Have a religious indoctrination clearing. So what I'll do is I want you all just to think of something that may be old in church, et cetera, that's kind of bothered you, or would it take away some energy that's know nothing about with you, that I can do that to help you to understand what I'm talking about. So, also we have the 2,000-year barcode, hearing that you can get off of yourself, that the alien put on you so that you would not awaken at the end of the 2,000-year cycle, which is basically lifetime right now. So, that's the clearing to take away some of your stuff. So here we go. One, I have to count to command the energy to release it. One, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and here we go. Oh, you should feel a little better. To clarify the archangels and stuff, a lot of people use them, pray to them, and those energies of force energy is no longer here. And those energies that people are praying to active and maybe help you out. Well, they could, but they're not source energy. Something that could protect you. People use Archangel Michael a lot, and that could give them protection, but it's not source energy. Form of energy opposing original Archangel Michael. Clarify that. I will say, too, is darkness can heal faster than the light can because the darkness gave you your situation. Light just works moment by moment by moment. By your baggage, and then when you get the baggage released of whatever the situation is, then normally that's when the healing takes place. Darkness already knows all the baggage because it gave it to you. They can set up somebody who is maybe on TV doing all these miraculous healings. They know what the situation is, and they're working through somebody. From there, you know, people can have healings, but what's the trade-off after that healing? You know, you're still hooked up some way that you don't know about to the darkness. I want to get a favor from you. Well, I guess back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron. Well, that was really wonderful. That felt great. And when you said to, you know, think of something, because we're speaking to new people, you want to kind of focus in on something to have cleared for you. And I saw a picture of this church I used to go to, and I know that, you know, I had a lot of negative stuff go on there and a lot of things attaching to me. So that felt really great, Ron. Thanks so much. And I wanted to mention that the healing Ron was referring to, the 2,000-year darkness barcode, is a free clearing on Ron's website. Again, that is creationlightship.com. You'll find it on the left-hand side, sample healings. Free, I think it says free sample healings or sample healings. And it's wonderful to do for yourself and also people in your life, especially someone who might be bothering you. It's very powerful. So, Ron, thank you so much. That was so just so powerful. And thank you again, Ed, for helping us start that wonderful discussion and clearings. I was thinking, Ron, you've been doing this lately, and maybe we really need it tonight because we're all so heart-centered. Could you give us that clarity clearing again so that we can all hear you tonight?
Okay, yeah, so we'll do a sample of the 2,000-year darkness barcode. Oh, releasing the energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And there we go. The hardest thing to talk about is the religious stuff that people have connected with, and that belief system does work. All belief systems and mind energy will work. But it's hard to talk about that because people have that ingrained system of religion. Have been born into this religion, and you could have had your parents and ancestors have it for, you know, 100 years or even 1,000 years, so longer. So, you know, and it has worked because you're in it. So it's almost impossible to change somebody's belief system, okay? All you can do is talk to them and offer them something a little different. But normally, most people are going to balk at the bit, not understand what I'm talking about. Although my lectures now, I don't get too many people walking out on them. Normally the room is normally filled or also. So not many who leave. I don't normally talk too much about religions, but, you know, that's the whole. But in aliens, I do talk about a lot. But the whole process is that once you know about being heart-centered, and if once you do that one time, you know, there's something with this, and you go, wow, this is kind of interesting, you know. A gentleman in New York, he talked to me after the Strange Universe panel. He said, I've been meditating for a long time. I've never been in my heart, and I've always tried to get there, and he did it in 15 seconds. Pretty much, you know. So, you know, that's quite nice. The whole thing is just the way the energy flows and how aliens are controlling you. That's the bottom line here. Are they allowing you to hear what I'm talking about? Well, they've got some callers. That's possible. But it doesn't really matter. They may tune in eventually. They're holding stuff for people. Only because then I would not be, you know, giving them what I know about life here and stuff, because somebody else that's regurgitating somebody else's system recording this, so I don't do that. I'm in the moment, and that's the way it works. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I think sometimes people are thrown by how simple it is. And they thought they had, you know, wait, I've been reading this big book my whole life and going to services and memorizing things, and you're telling me all I have to do is count to 10 and I'm connected to my spirit? Wow. But as you say, if they just try it, they'll feel so good.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay. We have a request for a sample of the judgment body clearing. And I was wondering if we could do that and also kind of explain what the judgment body is.
Yeah, all these different energetic bodies that are connected to you that will help you and store negative energy. A lot of the energy is used from energetic cordings and or psychic attacks. And if your body had all this stuff dumped on it, you wouldn't be living. So these bodies are there to help you. Judgment body, you know, we don't normally talk about too much, but I'll do a clearing for that. So think of one of your judgments that you have. Somebody bothering you, or, you know, there's something going on that you don't like. Politics is a really good one to look at. You know, I won't get into that, but so think of something like that, and we'll see if we can neutralize it for you. You could be in peace over a situation that may not be proper or right. Integrity. So, releasing that energy from you so you can feel more at peace. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So, it's back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And we have an email about, and I'm sorry, I almost said infection. We have an email about, another email about a judgment situation. Dear Ron, the other day I was cut off and truly frightened by another driver while on the highway. And as he passed me, I let out a curse. And I was shocked at myself because mostly I remain pretty peaceful. Does this mean that I need to do the judgment body clearing? Because that was still in me to say.
You could have been on that timeline, okay? Oh, maybe been it before, you weren't on that timeline. And then you got on the timeline, and that's what everybody was saying on that timeline, you know? And so you were living there and also having it done here. I wouldn't worry about it too much. That is a very good question.
Okay, great. Great. And I was wondering, Ron, because you talked, it made me think of it when you did the infection body last night, and you mentioned the 108 bodies. So we know, as you recommend, we clear first our emotional body, and we have a mental body. And I've heard you tell some people might need the feeling or the sensory body, and they go on and on. There's 108 of them. One being the judgment body, one being the infection body. So some of them help us physically. But can you explain a little more about what that is, the 108 bodies, and why we have them and how they help us?
Well, some of those actually make up your spiritual blueprint. There are the ones that we can say maybe half a dozen to a dozen of these, maybe a dozen, that actually are there to protect you, like the attacks and the judgments of what you're dealing with. Bodies get contaminated only because your DNA got activated and had to get stored somewhere. That's kind of your storyline. First time it gets activated in you, that's just in you. Really, you don't even know that much about it, probably. And then something else happens the second, third time. Well, it gets stored into that body. Now, that body cleared, it takes what's stored in there, plus what's got activated in you initially in your DNA, and it gets just kind of erased back into peace again. That's kind of how that works. All these bodies are there to help you. Hard to say which ones you really need. Have the recommended healings that. I don't know. Hard to tell you what experience to have. People get angry and they get in fear. That's two that you may want to have. Emotional and the mental are very, very important. The one kind of reorganizes your thoughts and gives you peace. I'll do that clearing a sample. Something, maybe the initial one of anger, because that also goes into the mental body, because you had to pull it up somewhere. Started thinking about it. That's your mind, right? Not in anger. Let's clear that same anger out of the mental body. That's going to be recycling in you. So, one, decent it, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Back to you.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you, Ron. I'm very relaxed from the show. It's really wonderful. We have a request for a sample of the nanotechnology clearing. That is a fabulous clearing. That's only $25 and another $25 to make it a whole life clearing. And this person is asking about it as relates to a sore throat issue. And so I was wondering if you could maybe explain a little about that too, Ron, and then do a sample of it, of clearing the nanotechnology.
In a sense, there's stuff being put into our air by people, things, aliens, etc. Normally, you think of chemtrails, okay? Talking about chemtrails, but that could be one source of that. But remember, what you don't see is going to get you. So there's probably alien nanotechnology that's invisible attaching to you. So we'll just talk about that in general here. In the air that could cause problems. The nanotechnology clearing can help to get rid of it. So basically, a long time ago, before your lifetime, aliens put stuff in you to get activated by this nanotechnology. So it's kind of like dormant in you, like epoxy. It's a two-piece thing. So you have half of the ingredients in you need to be awakened to cause you problems. Well, this is designed to get rid of what is in you to get awakened up. But here we go. Work with your throat. If you have a sore throat, then maybe we can go into sinuses with that also. I'll do sinuses, throat, and lungs. Well, here we go. I'll do sinuses first to clear away the can right now. One, two, three, four, and five. I'll do throat. One, two, three, four, and five. And you might see if your saliva changes. Lungs. Left lung first. One, two, three, four, and five. And right lung. One, two, four, and five. There we go. How you're doing. I will do, since you're working with lungs, I'm seeing a few people where the lungs are positioned improperly in their bodies right now, just from, we'll just say, old age. Older. So here we go. I'm going to work with your lungs now. Inside of your body and also your heart. You feel some tension get released here. I'm working with left lung here. That feels good. And right lung. Oh, boy. Density there. Oh, there we go. Kind of, you know, sag and go south as you get older, you know. Well, I'll work with your heart, reposition that inside of your body. Oh, it's looking good. Okay, we'll see if anybody has any comments on that. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Wow, that felt really great, Ron. I just wanted to take a big, deep breath after you did that. I think that would probably be a great idea for everybody, to just take a big inhale and enjoy how wonderfully and clear your lungs are going to feel. So, interestingly, we have a question about our DNA. And I was wondering how, before I ask the actual question, how is DNA and nanotechnology connected, or is it?
It is connected because yet the nanotechnology needs to react with something, like I was talking about. So that being your DNA, like a handshake. You already have the hand in you, you know, looking out or trying to find something. Aliens put something in that technology that they're spraying in the air, or what's in the air, that connects to you, causes problems. But you don't see that's going to harm you. Also, what you can see, okay? Aliens work with a timeline that you know nothing about. You may be seeing chemtrails here, and you're living here physically. I don't like to talk about chemtrails, but what's happening to you? I may be 1,000 timelines. It'd be worse than what it is here. So that's kind of what you need to look at. What you don't know is where the problems are, you know. Have fresh air here, more than what we have now. I have no way to deal with that. You could do the gray sky clearing. That might help you out somewhat. Their air, but still... have no way of actually putting a healing up that's directed to that out of my jurisdiction.
Well, that's another free healing that Ron has on his website. But also, Ron, I thought of the oxygen code clearing. That might be helpful, which is another free clearing that you have. Alien oxygen code. So you're removing alien oxygen codes and putting in source oxygen with the different colors, right? Am I explaining that correctly?
That one works, yes.
Oh, and the gray skies, I meant to say, that's also a free clearing that Ron mentioned.
Oxygen one, that's a free one. That gets rid of some of that cold, the cold energy, which is in your breathing, okay? It's in the air around you that you can't see. That one's a nice one. That's one of the newer ones that we put up.
Great. Okay, we have some comments, Ron, on the fast chat. Thanks for the extra lung work. Yawning. That's something that often happens. It even sometimes happens to Ron when we're feeling a clearing very deeply. and he's feeling it, I guess, deeply for us. We yawn, so nothing to be alarmed about. That's probably a good thing. Someone else said, Ron, I felt a little lightheaded at the lung clearing. Oxygen flow. Like, yay, oxygen flow. Someone says, thank you for the lung adjustment. Someone else said, I have been wheezing lately with the cold weather. So that was very appreciated, Ron. Thank you for doing that. And then a listener had a question about our DNA. Let me make sure I read this correctly. Could we do a timeline crash on DNA to avoid having our DNA activated?
What activates your DNA is thoughts, okay, or what you physically see. I thought the only way you can kind of prevent that, the aliens may put you on timelines because they may want to activate something in you. Oh, something to you to see, like maybe a movie or a person walking and they hurt themselves or whatever. Your DNA, because you read odd, or it's activated. I don't know, you might try that, but it's timeline crashes could help. After, you know, you need to know what you're looking at. So once you get the clue, you go, I have this DNA that's activated now. Well, it's already activated. You want to go fishing to look for something to get activated in you. Also, you don't want to go fishing to bring it forward. Oh, that's what I would say. Just try to become peaceful.
So, Ron, if you see something like, accidentally see something on TV about a disease, let's say.
Accidents.
Right, and it kind of affects you. That's what you should timeline crash, so that it doesn't go further into your DNA and activate it in your own life. Is that?
That's correct. Once you see something, analyze it, your mind will love to do that. And then, you know, if you're going to analyze it, then see if your ancestors had that, parents, your grandparents, and found to get you. Might be right now, might be in 5 years, but once it's there, well, that's something that's happening. It just depends how old you're going to live. At some point, that will probably become, a thing that could kill you, but you may have to live to 1,000 years. Something else will get you.
Right.
You want to get out those timelines. Whatever you feel and sense is happening, friends around you, or your friends are just telling you that you're probably living in that same boat and same timeline as they are, so you may want to get off of that. Timeline crashes.
Oh. Okay. A listener reminded me, I wanted to share this, the nanotechnology detox clearing includes an auric field protection as a bonus. So thank you for that. And Ron, much to my surprise, the time is going away on us. It's been such a wonderful show, but it's quarter of already, so I think it's time to go to the lightship.
Oh, that's true. So
and I have our requests.
Okay, so we'll go to the lightship. We talked about the Bible earlier. So if you're a Bible person, that's where Jesus took people. So if you change the word Father in the Bible, when he puts lightship there, that's how I just had, in a sense, the access codes combination to go there. Right. That's what I also do. I'll think of one particular situation that you have, whole body situation. Or toe or something, we'll see if we can help you out with that. Something that is you know, more devastating than that. So we're going to go up, past flower, tree, garden, plants. Animals, active healing is much easier than people because they don't have all that judgment. So maybe they don't have all the energetic bodies activated. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and go into the hot tub room first. Helping you to detox. I'm seeing like a yellow gel this time. Yellow gel is all around you and through you, taking away your toxins. The rainforest room. You go rainforest room, so stronger, 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 and stronger, and we're in all these rooms at one time. We're out of time, so we can do that. What's the next one?
The butterfly room.
Okay. So there's large ones and small ones, and kind of your choice what you want to visualize. They will do healing on you. They're light beings that take this form. Energy takes this form. Help you out. So here we go. 1, 2, 4, and 5, and just request your healing. How about rabbits? Well, let's go into the room with the rabbits. So 1, 2, 8, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll go into another room. And we'll go into the centrifuge room. This is where they can help to release energies that are connected to you that you have a hard time getting rid of. These are ones that are deeply ingrained in you. Of condition that you're dealing with. Hot. Problem is, oh, two sides of the spinning room. Thoughts are what's creating this reality in your DNA, so you're getting rid of the thought form based with peace. Oh, 1, 8, 4, and 5. Went to a room, polar bears. 1, 2, 4, 5. Back to the centrifuge room. 1, 2, 8, 4, and 5. Now we're going to go into a room that has the hawk energies. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Went to a room now that has dragonflies. I'm request your healing. 1, 2, 4, and 5. Another room here that has the gold energy. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Buddy will be coming back to the light ship now, so our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us. Back down, and I'll just count from 5 to 1, and you're going to feel the energy around you shift and change. Probably around maybe, right now you're completely out of time. You're in source energy 100%. Back here to Earth where you live in time, fortunately by the alien. So here we go. Back, so 1, 5, 4, 8. And back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that was just so wonderful. I feel wonderful. I hope that everyone else listening does as well. But I was wondering, I thought of this when we had the request for the throat clearing earlier, and you cleared that, and thank you. But I was wondering, it just feels so wonderful to activate our chakras Could we possibly do that before we, because it's almost time to say goodnight.
Got about 10 minutes. Yeah, I can do a chakra alignment for everybody. So
that'd be great.
No? Chakra's around so that you're centered, and as they're coming forward, we'll open it up to give you better healing. We're not increasing your auric field. We want your auric field to be spread out past your body as you walk into other people's emotional stuff in their energy system. Dominate you. So, our chakra going to, and if it's incorrect, moving that around, that's perfect. Our throat chakra. There we go. Third eye. Good. And power chakra. Actually feel a boom inside of your body. Second chakra. And first chakra. Opening, I'll use the word spin chakras to open them up so their body width for you. It'll give you a lot more energy for healing. Body. Here we go. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Eye, spin, open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Somebody's reversed there, so I'll just turn that around again. There we go. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. Chakra, spin, open. There. So a little better. Might have a lot more energy. You might feel your body heating up, tingles. Really out of place. You might be sweating. It does happen at times. Back to you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, that was great. And then I thought of, could you help each of us get our spirits and our bodies down to the tips of our toes?
Okay, so the first thing is to get your spirit in your body properly. Comes in times as a crash landing, startled, and it has to pop back into you. Notice if you get startled, and startled means that your spirit popped into you and you kind of jerked or jumped, you know. Hardly means that you weren't in your body. Body, you won't be startled. Happens. Hurt you. Or comes in any way that it can because it's outside of your body. I've been wrong. Wonder why you're walking funny or walking crooked, not knowing what's going on. Yes, we're going to find your spirit now, take you out and put you back in properly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There, now you're in right. Now we're going to take you out of your body. You might get a little dizzy. Then you went through your feet and your legs. Out. Coming in through your feet, ankles, up. Oops, and there we go. And coming out again and pulls. Rest of your body. One again, coming in. Out, in and out, in and out. Out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. There we go. You should feel much better. Have a lot of energy right now. How you're doing. So back to you, Ann. We could probably go for started about a couple minutes after, so.
Oh, okay, so we can go a little longer tonight. Well, wonderful. Okay.
Maybe up to 5 minutes after, I think.
Okay, let me go over to our fast chat. Someone said, yawning at the spinning, very freeing to have our chakras aligned. Okay. And let's see. Great healing, chakra alignment, wow, thank you. Auric field clearing is very protective, keeps body energy tight so it can't be easily invaded. Since we're so cleared out, Ron, and set up, can you do a quick sample of us being real protected by our aura?
Well, your only protection is your spirit.
Okay.
Or, can help you, but funny how the body, the auric field right to your body, that's your protection. Well, it's too far out, then people will be walking into it. You want to actually have it close to you. We have an auric field protection on the website. Properly next to you, so you don't have any holes in your field. I could probably do that here. Our field gets attacked all the time by psychic attacks, so work with the front of you first. All those holes here, there we go. Go from your head down to your feet here, there we go. Okay, and now we'll do your right side, like four sides, okay? Go right side, top of your head going down. Well, down to your feet, good. And your back side. Oh, and your left side. Up your head, down to your feet there. So, feel like you have a little, like a winter put on, or like you got wrapped up like a mummy or something. You don't want to be dead naturally, but you may feel like you're really self-contained around you, which is there to protect you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you so much. When I think it was at the last expo that you were not in New York, but last year, there was a group that had gone to some new age person, and he had them extend their aura out to, I think, be as large as the whole room, and then they were walking around in a very crowded space. And so I thank you for teaching us that that is not what we want to do. And when we shrink wrap, as you've taught us, so does that brings our aura in close to our bodies as well. Is that correct?
That's what you want to do is shrink wrap, yeah.
Right.
But that's an easy way to put it, because you're bringing in your auric field so that nobody can walk in your auric field and contaminate you. So somehow people, I would guess or think that they need to have that auric field around you or a field around you to protect you. Okay, and what's that going to do for other people? Where does that energy come from, If it was a normal thing for that to happen, you don't need anything to amplify it out more. If it was natural, you'd already have it. So, and you can bring your aura field out. Feel things around you. I can do that right now. I'll do that right now for everybody. So here we go. Take your auric field, and you probably have something in front of you naturally. Just look at a wall, possibly. If you're outside, there might be a tree, ways away or something. But kind of figure out where your parameters are there, and I'll just move it out to that, and you can actually feel things moving auric field. Anytime it might be easier just because you might have fly or bugs or something, or I don't want to use the word mosquitoes, but something buzzing around you, you'd actually feel them in your arc field. Well, you're going to be detecting them, but that's your psychic radar. Here we go, bringing your arc field out. There we go, it's out to where you want it to be right now, like a wall or a tree or something. You're looking through a window and want to go out further, okay? Now we're going to bring it back to you. It's back to your body. So you want to always keep it close to you. That's the main thing, so you don't get contaminated. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Whew, I mean, I think everyone's just so relaxed and wonderful. But we have several emails, so I'm sorry, folks. We'll keep getting to them on the Monday show and the Wednesday show. We have not gotten to everything. But here is an interesting email. We talked recently about running a healing in time and then again out of time. So this listener has had some success with that, but she's asking, could you discuss the difference between running clearings out of time? Oh, and using the all parallel lifetimes clearing. I've used both for some clearings, and they have different effects. I think I've been able to release some difficult things, maybe even an octopus, with the out-of-time clearing. So can you confirm, please, can all be run out of time, like the alien head connectors, et cetera?
You'll probably specify that. So the out-of-time, just to make it very simple, we normally always live in some type of time here because they want to abduct you, put you in time. But very possibly the out of time is maybe where they're doing their work, you know, or where things are waiting to come into you that are outside of the timeline, ready to jump on you, we'll say. And so you could do an out of time one. That would relate to a timeline that would be in time. Doing the out-of-time timeline that maybe the aliens are living in to mess with you. So they're, I guess that's the easiest way to say it. So by doing the out-of-time, you could have also other effects to it. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I have been doing that as well, and I feel like it's just very thorough. I really get a lot out of doing that. And I guess her other question is kind of, you know, how does that sort of, is it the same or how is it different from running the parallel lifetimes? And I guess, you know, it's just that things are complex, right? And that doing things in time and out of time doesn't mean you shouldn't also do the parallel lifetimes. That would be my guess.
Yeah, the parallel lives are what you're running and what you're set up for. So that's more of a situation, probably according to your natal chart, okay, what they put in store for you. So a timeline crash, that's also working with parallel lives, but that's what you're dealing with moment, okay? So they're completely different clearings, but they may sound very, very similar. Then you have the parallel lives that are off-planet and on-planet, okay? Ones that are created where you're living on a cloned Earth, ones that are on the Earth here. So that's what we have, the different clearings. And we have that in the, it's also it's for the future, too, I believe. I'm not sure. And we had past ones and the future ones. So it gets to be a little complicated. Once you realize about parallel lives and you really grasp what's happening, you can be in more than one place at one time, maybe hundreds of places, but you have no awareness on it, but you know that it's affecting you here. And once you get rid of those, then you're more self-empowered because you don't have somebody else pulling your strings. That's the way it works. So the thing is to get into the now. That's the whole process of time, not listening to a lot of stuff out there that's going to contaminate you. The aliens have keywords. So you're reading paper or hearing somebody talk, lectures will say, or, you know, TV going off, keywords that will automatically put you into an alien timeline as you relate to that keyword. That's the biggest keyword that people talk about all the time is love. They don't normally say peace. They'll use the word love, and that up a lot of people. That love, energy, timelines, great way for the aliens to abduct you. Connected to the keywords. So I guess we're getting close to the end of our program here. We'll do the mind to heart drop for everybody. And this you should be able to catch on to very easily. Command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. Very simple, so dropping down those thoughts, commanding your spirit, so I'll count from 10 to 1. I'll stop at 5 to show you what it's like. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Take a thought now, and it's going to be in your throat area. That feels kind of weird sometimes. I want to just say a few words. You're going to find that it might be harder to talk. Got that, those thought energies there. I will drop down further. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now you're in your heart with those thoughts. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody. So blessings. Thank you. We'll see you hopefully tomorrow on the 8-hour call that we have, getting rid of alien parasitic life forms that you don't see, but they're out of you. Think of the movie Alien out, and other movies that talk about aliens and things crawling around people, and or just think of disease that we have here for alien life forms and everybody. So anyway, that's what we try to get rid of here. And our next BBS program will be Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, Station 1. So blessings. See you later, everybody.